This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. A day of mass protests in Beirut has ended with the resignation of the Lebanese government. The government collapse comes 2 weeks after former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri was killed in a car bombing. That assassination led to intense public pressure on the Syrian-backed government. And today in Parliament, Prime Minister Omar Karami said he and his cabinet would resign. White House spokesman Scott McClellan had this to say about the turn of events.
The resignation of the Karami government represents an opportunity for the Lebanese people to have a new government that is truly representative of their country's diversity.
Nicholas Blanford is following the story for the Christian Science Monitor in Beirut. I understand there was supposed to be a no-confidence vote in Parliament today, and I guess things never got quite that far.
Well, they didn't. In fact, the no-confidence motion didn't look like it was going to happen for another day or two. There are 128 MPs in Parliament, and it seems that every single one of them wanted to have something to say about the assassination of Rafik Hariri. So there was a very stormy debate in Parliament today. The opposition MPs had no holds barred in attacking the Lebanese government and Mr. Karami, the now former Prime Minister in particular. And that led to his surprise announcement when the session reconvened in the early evening that he was stepping down.
The members of Parliament also heard from the sister of the slain Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, Rafik Hariri. She spoke before Parliament today. What did she have to say?
Well, she gave a very tearful and emotional address to the Parliament, which was relayed live on television to big TV screens out in Martyrs Square, which is several hundred yards away from the Parliament building. And this is where tens of thousands of Lebanese gathered as of Sunday night to demonstrate against the Syrian presence in the country and calling on the government to resign. So she was accorded a great deal of respect and sympathy by the Lebanese MPs. They all stood up and gave her a standing ovation. And there was a silence and a loud applause when she finished her speech from the thousands of people in central Beirut watching it on these screens.
And what was the reaction in Parliament and outside when the Prime Minister said the government would, in fact, resign?
Well, Parliament was stunned by the announcement, but the opposition MPs were very quick to start cheering and applauding. And the news very quickly went outside to the tens of thousands of people gathered in Martyrs Square in central Beirut. And there were scenes of jubilation, flag waving. The opposition MPs came rushing out and they began addressing the waiting crowd, saying that they had been responsible for this, that it was the first time, one of them said, in Lebanese history where Lebanon's MPs and the people had combined to bring about the downfall of a Lebanese government. These MPs urged the tens of thousands of protesters to remain in Martyrs Square, to remain in central Beirut, to continue their protests until their goal of driving Syrian troops out of Lebanon is achieved.
You know, this scene of thousands of people massing in the streets demanding change and getting it is something we might associate with Eastern Europe. We saw it recently in Ukraine, not something that we tend to think about in the Middle East.
Yeah, these scenes are completely unprecedented, certainly for Lebanon, and I think really for the Arab world in general. We've had big demonstrations in the Arab world before, but the Lebanese protesters have very much taken as a cue the protests back in November in Ukraine, when there was a rumpus over the elections there, which led to a month-long sit-ins and demonstrations with protesters camping out in the snowy wastes of Ukraine. We're seeing much the same thing here. The emphasis is very much on a peaceful protest, but a mass populist protest at the same time. So we're seeing all segments of society here. We're seeing the Christians and the Muslims and the Druze all banding together. We're seeing young students all the way up to doctors, dentists, engineers, and so on, all participating in this to make it very much a multi-sectarian event.
Will these resignations today satisfy the demands of the opposition, all those people out in the streets?
Well, the opposition MPs are calling this the first step in a long road. The ultimate goal is to rid Lebanon of Syria's influence. So I suspect that the next target is going to be President Emil Lahoud, who is the pro-Syrian president here. His mandate, six-year mandate, was due to expire in November, but under pressure from the Syrians, the Lebanese parliament extended his mandate for a further 3 years, and it was that that really set in motion the mounting opposition to Syria's influence in Lebanon.
Has there been a reaction from the government in Syria to today's resignations in Beirut?
Well, the only reaction we've heard so far is from Syrians saying that this is an internal Lebanese affair and saying nothing more than that.
So in terms of what it might mean for their long-term presence in the country, no word yet?
No word yet. It is clearly a blow to Syria's prestige in Lebanon, and one does get the impression that the developments has completely changed the status quo in Lebanon. What is going to come next is very hard to say, but I don't think there's any going back now.
It's nighttime in Beirut now. Are the protesters still out in force?
They certainly are, yes. I can hear them from my home, which is about a mile away from the downtown area. There are cars racing up and down the streets, sounding off the horns. A lot of cheering. I can hear televisions blaring from my neighboring apartments. Everyone is agog with what has happened. So there are perhaps 25,000, 30,000 people presently gathered in the center of Beirut.
All taking in this historic day.
Absolutely.
Nicholas Blanford of the Christian Science Monitor talking with us from Beirut. Mr. Blanford, thanks very much.
You're welcome.